The Governor's Committee to Support the Military releases 2024 report. Texas Border Business, Austin. The Governor's Committee to Support the Military today released their 2024 report with recommendations for policy changes and legislative action to improve education, healthcare, quality of life, workforce development, encroachment, and infrastructure as they relate to the military community of Texas. Texas proudly supports our military families and communities, said Governor Abbott. Today, more than 1.7 million veterans and serving military, including active duty, reserve, and National Guard, and their families, call Texas home. I thank the committee for their hard work to develop meaningful recommendations that will improve the quality of life for our men and women in uniform and support the critical missions of the 15 military installations and the U.S. Army Futures Command headquarters located across our great state. Adding over $151 billion to the Texas economy, we will continue to work together in the upcoming legislative session to achieve these important goals and build a bigger, better Texas for all. The committee's recommendations include: mitigate the impact of lost property tax revenue due to the Disabled Veterans Residence Homestead Exemption. Explore options to mitigate the negative resource impact on significantly impacted communities and take action to ensure Texas military installations and the surrounding communities remain competitive for future mission and stationing decisions as well as any future base realignment and closure, BRAC, actions. Adopt concurrent jurisdiction policies to ensure access to state resources and juvenile courts for appropriate adjudication options. Explore options to implement legislation allowing the federal government to transfer jurisdiction of juvenile misbehavior to the state on a subject matter, case-by-case, or installation-by-installation basis allowing concurrent jurisdiction for juvenile crimes for more suitable outcomes for juveniles. Ensure funding for the Military Child Education Coalition. Continue to ensure funding is appropriated by the legislature to the Texas Education Agency, budget for the current $500,000 biennium funding for the Military Child Education Coalition in the T's base appropriation request. Permit temporary work licensure for military spouses. Implement a 6-month temporary licensing and certification process for military spouses assigned to Texas military installations that are simply awaiting the letter of good standing from another issuing authority to operate in Texas in accordance with SB 1200, passed in 2019, that allows a military spouse to practice in Texas if they hold a license that is substantially equivalent in another state. Enhance employment support for military spouses. Develop policies and legislation to promote the hiring of military spouses at the state level that, to the greatest extent possible and consistent with hiring needs, encourages agencies when filling vacant positions to indicate in job announcements that they will consider candidates under a military spouse hiring authority in addition to candidates identified competitively or through merit promotion for the position. Increase integration between Texas educational providers and military installation, industry skill requirements. Improve communication between our military installations, Texas-based military industry, and Texas educational institutions and encourage Texas high schools, technical and community colleges, and universities to invest in programs that support the growing demands in Texas for advanced manufacturing and technology skills. Fully fund the Defense Economic Adjustment Assistance Grant, DEAAG, program. Fully fund the DEAAG program to $75 million to help enhance military installations in Texas while improving and protecting those installations and surrounding communities from potential negative impacts of any future BRAC or stationing decision. Protect against encroachment on military installations and training areas. Ensure potential legislation considers encroachment effects on military installations, training areas, and aviation routes. Counter foreign adversary ownership of Texas public or private property to protect military installations and missions. Explore new legislation or amend existing laws for the purpose of countering foreign adversary investment, ownership of Texas public or private property near military installations. Read more on the recommendations in the full report. The Governor's Committee to Support the Military was established in September 2018. The committee is comprised of up to 22 individuals, including Texas resident veterans, community leaders, and business leaders.